The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Well, the Lord made me to understand that He really wants to continue to speak to you every day, which I was going to wait until Tuesday, but that's not what He wants. So I'm going to share the message with you that He gave me tonight. He began, "As we draw closer and closer to the end, you all need to draw closer and closer to me. I'm going to be your only stability during the time that is up and coming. The more you cleave to me, the safer, more secure, and prepared you will be. This is no time to drift. Rather, as the seas get more and more choppy, the mooring ropes need to be secured more and more. Everyone can feel that something's coming, but they're so used to that feeling and nothing materializing on the heels of it, that they're numbed down. This has been deliberate, because the more they are taken off guard, the easier they will be to control. There have been warnings for so long now, with no events. People have lost their focus, and even the preppers. It's been looming since the 60s, Claire. People have grown old and died waiting. But now it is surely here and at the door, and those brides who have been listening to me and following my instruction will be secure when the storm hits. It will hit hard, and confusion will be everywhere. Everywhere except with the government. Their preparations are complete, and they're counting on the public being disorganized and confused. Yet there is a certain element, true Americans, that are prepared and will move into action. They have been informed from the top down about what is to take place, and they are ready. There are many in the military who won't stand for this. When I told you that things would not go as planned, that's what I meant. They too know what's planned and why they have stationed their men in key places, to totally frustrate your government's takeover. Things will not go as planned. Earth changes will surprise many and frustrate provisions to secure key leaders. Things will be turned upside down. Even my people in key places are not aware of the extent that I will intervene. But you see, they have put their hope in me. They have prayed and fasted and prepared and drilled, and are a formidable underground force. Because no one knows who is on my side, many will be shocked when their plan of action fails. But even more than that, many will crumble in despair because things will be reversed on them so quickly they will become victims of their own designs to destroy the innocent. Yes, truly, it is written, they spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. That's Psalm 57:6. And they called to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Revelation 6:16. Yet there will be sorrow and death everywhere. No one will remain untouched. All shall be thrown into the pits of despair. All that is but the ones I have prepared. They will stand tall and keep their eyes on the horizon. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. But it is essential, even today, that all of you keep your eyes, your mind, and your hearts riveted on me, that even when the earth and all its people begin to crack, you will stand strong. And when the Lord said that, I saw the earth riddled with deep black cracks, as though it were about to disintegrate. He continued, what you are seeing, my love, is the condition of the nations. You see, the sovereignty of each must be destroyed for the beast to rise and take control, melding the entire world population into one nation. But just as Daniel's vision, the clay feet, will not support the body for long, When my wind blows upon it, it shall topple and crush the designers beneath it. I am the rock that will strike its feet and disintegrate it. The head of that statue was made of fine gold, its breast and its arms of silver, its belly and its thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You continued looking on until a stone was cut without hands, and it struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and crushed them. That's Daniel 2:33. And here I want to mention very briefly is that the Lord was drawing an allegory about the appearance of the statue. The original meaning has to do with the successive governments and Nebuchadnezzar being the head and so on. That's the original meaning of the dream. But here the Lord is drawing an allegory as to how the statue looks and its strength. But it will nonetheless fall. Oh yes, the head will look strong, pure, and highly valuable. The arms and torso gleaming with strength. The legs of iron would trample on the world and destroy men's freedoms ruthlessly. But it cannot last, for it has no strong foundation. I will strike it. It will fall, burying the evil beneath it, and with the blast of my breath will be scattered off the face of the earth. Woe to those who have planned the demise of the nations. Woe to you who trample the poor and are callous and deaf to their pleas. I am against you, says the Lord God, and I will use you for my purposes to be accomplished, but afterwards fling you into the dirt and shatter your fine veneers and pretenses, till there be no trace of you on the face of the earth. You and your families shall be no more. Then I shall establish my government, and all peoples will rejoice from sea to sea. Peace will settle like an ocean over the earth. My government will uphold the rights of the poor and needy. My government will mete out justice. My government will restore the earth to pristine purity. And all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And then a couple of scriptures were quickened to me after that. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Zechariah 9. And the hand of the Lord will be made known to his servants, but his fury will be shown to his foes. See, the Lord is coming with fire, and his chariots are like a whirlwind. He will bring down his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For with fire and with his sword the Lord will execute judgment on all people, and many will be those slain by the Lord. Those who consecrate and purify themselves to go into the gardens, following one who is among those who eats the flesh of pigs, rats, and other unclean things, they will meet their end together with the one they follow, declares the Lord. And I, because of what they have planned and done, am about to come and gather the people of all nations and languages, and they will come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and I will send some of those who survive to the nations, to Tarshish, to the Libyans and Lydians, to Tubal and Greece, and to the distant islands that have not heard of my name or seen my glory. They will proclaim my glory among the nations, and they will bring all your people from all the nations to my holy mountain in Jerusalem as an offering to the Lord, on horses, in chariots, and wagons, and on mules and camels, says the Lord. They will bring them as the Israelites bring their grain offerings to the temple of the Lord in ceremonially clean vessels. And I will select some of them also to be priests and Levites, says the Lord. As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure, from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another. All mankind will come and bow down before me, says the Lord. And they will go out and look upon the dead bodies of those who rebelled against me. The worms that eat them will not die. The fire that burns them will not be quenched, and they will be loathsome to all mankind. That's Isaiah 66.